Right now, we are just north of Tamiami Trail, Highway 41, and where we came out of what they call C-67, the canal that goes all the way down into the Everglades. So then we've just been here since yesterday. It was kind of a day off to kind of regroup and physically and emotionally and mentally kind of do our inventory, clean up, send our laundry to Miami. We had a lot of very, very dirty clothes because we had waded through the muck up to our waist.
You're the cinematographer on the trip, so here for our radio audience, give us a stunning visual of what you're looking at right now.
Well, right now we are on the edge of a canal. Behind me, there's some sawgrass areas, but facing west is just solid cattails. That's not natural like what we saw down in the sawgrass prairies. The area we're at now definitely has the touch of human activities and changes the canals and what has happened here. We are on the west edge of where they're raising the road, building the bridge on 41 to increase the flow into the Everglades. So we're just on the tip of that. So last night we heard construction trucks and beeping and sounds on down the road. So we're with humans now.
So how important is this area where you are right now to the Everglades, and how threatened is it?
Our journey through the eastern end of the Everglades, up through the mangroves, to the sawgrass, up the canal to where we're at right now, we were able to see the different changes, the transitions of what happens. I mean, you had the southern ends is really untouched, all the water flows like St. Joe Bay, the oyster area, and kind of slowly winding up through a canopy area through the mangroves, and then you hit the sawgrass prairies, which were very untouched. So we went 3 days without seeing anybody at all. And then we start working our way through, and all of a sudden we hit a field of cattails. It was like a wall coming out of the sawgrass and boom, right into the cattails. It was a very educational and interesting experience to go through each one of those transitions, starting from really wild until now, hearing the noises, concrete structures, straight lines, you know, everything's engineered and designed by man, to see that transitions from really wilds to human intervention.
Okay, we're going to speak with you again in about a week. Where do you expect to be then?
Next week, we will be gone through the Big Cypress additional lands. We got some friends coming out. Clyde Butcher's going to come out with us, and hopefully we can call you from out there, because we'll have 2 days that's going to be very remote hiking, places that there's not even really a trail. But our GPS tracking system is just awesome, and we just stick with it and just stay on that track, and it takes us right to where we want to go. It's absolutely amazing. So I don't know how the earlier explorers did it, you know, like DeSoto, DeVaca, Bartram, and all those different people that came through here. I just can't imagine what it was like for those early explorers.
I'm going to guess they did not hear airplanes going overhead.
No, we've heard our share. Of course, coming into Miami, I think one night we counted 11 in the air.
All right, cinematographer Elam Soltvis, among those helping raise awareness of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Project, and we'll check in with the expedition every week. Elam, good luck.
Okay, thank you, Carson. See you soon.
Support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company.